This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Rob Long, Cordell Woodland joining us right now. Our baseball man on the scene, courtesy of Window Nation's guest hotline. He is Steve Molesky. What's up, Steve?
The Rob and Cordell show. I love it.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Orioles right now. We asked the fans this earlier. At this point, do you feel like the fans are starting to give up on this team, Steve?
Well, I would say the vocal portion of the fan base, the ones who are on Twitter and call your show and write to me on my stories, some of them are. I don't think they represent 100% of the fans, but right now, even if you're the most optimistic Oriole fan, Rob, you're just getting hit in the face like a West dish rag every night here with the mounting losses and the stats that are going with them. And you know, while we can point out things like the Nationals were 19-31 in 2019 and went on to win the World Series, so it's possible, it's doable, there's history, we're just not seeing anything to give much hope right now. But that doesn't mean a week from now we won't feel differently, but it's up to the Orioles to make that happen.
And Steve, we were kind of piggybacking off that question. We were talking about, you know, how much people are still invested in this team this season. And I said, I feel like a lot of people's issues with this team is not just the slow start this year and the injuries that they're dealing with this year, but it's the fact that, you know, the lack of production, especially offensively, dates back to like the middle of last year. Are you concerned that the issues we're seeing with this team this season aren't just a this season problem?
Well, when I went back and looked at the fall off of the Oriole offense last year, I surmised it's mostly about the last 2 months. And then I said, well, you know, they finished fourth last year in runs per game, even with a late season slump. So to me, I looked at mostly 2 years of a good offense. And if you go through 23 and 24, that's over 300 games of baseball. The Orioles were 4.92 runs per game. That's really good when you're getting up in the five category. So this was an overall good offense. The stats told us that. And now it's not. And so that's probably almost the bigger disappointment than the pitching, because we knew there were questions there. Mm-hmm. And we didn't see the Orioles as a hitting juggernaut. But, I mean, last year they're second in baseball in homers. They're fourth in baseball in scoring, even with, again, falling off late in the year. And now it's really rough. I mean, this stretch they're in now, they've lost 12 out of 16, and their run differential in those 16 games is minus 71. I mean, that just is yikes. Minus 71 is just no way to spin anything there.
Steve Molesky joined us. Steve on baseball will tell us a little bit about that, about your Substack, Steve, in a little bit. But right now, when things happen this way, we saw it in Pittsburgh, someone lost their job. There had to be a change. Do you see any changes on the horizon for this organization?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. I'm not saying I advocate either way, because I really don't. I just have a hard time seeing what one change would magically fix it. It's not going to get players back from the injured list. It's not going to make guys who currently are not hitting with runners in scoring position hit with runners in scoring position. Although I guess, you know, I think the disgruntled part of the fan base says do something. But I go back to last Friday, a week ago today, Mike Elias sat in that dugout and said, I'm very confident in Brandon Hyde. And so in a week, is he not? We have not heard from the ownership group, but they throughout expressed abundance of confidence in Mike Elias. So both of these men, we don't know the terms because the Orioles don't present that to the media. But by the understanding is they both are working under long-term deals. So the organization under the old ownership group and the new one seems very committed to these two men to work this out.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Steve, we saw Brandon Hyde yesterday after the game, and really he said this a couple of times here recently following some tough losses, that he feels like guys are pressing and they're dealing with inexperience throughout the lineup at the plate, and guys just aren't taking professional at-bats, specifically with runners in scoring position. I mean, what are you seeing when you watch these guys? Are you buying I guess the pressing thing for me is the low-hanging fruit. I feel like it's easy to say guys are pressing. That's obvious. The inexperienced part, yeah, they're young, but I don't look at these guys as the young pups, the super inexperienced guys. I think they're a little more experienced than they're showing. And I guess for me, I'm not giving them that pass, but are you buying Brandon Hyde saying that he feels like these guys are inexperienced?
Well, I mean, some of them are, and some of them may be pressing, but you just like, when you hear that so much, after a while, you feel like, can you just not be pressing tonight?
Yeah.
You've got to somehow rework your mindset. But here's what I think happens to young players. In a rebuilding, when the team is going to lose 100 games, there's a lot less pressure on everybody. If you're Heston Kerstedt right now, you had nothing but a career of ups and downs, all these injuries. You seldom got regular playing time. Now you're finally starting to, and then you go through a rough stretch, and now the team is spiraling downward. There's all this criticism on the team. Should we fire this guy, that guy? The fans are going crazy. And into that steps this young kid. And I looked at him yesterday, and he was completely out of his lane. He's chasing pitches a foot off the plate.
Yeah.
This is not Heston Kerstedt. He does not have impeccable plate discipline, but he has pretty good plate discipline. When he's swinging and flailing like that, it's just like that kid just couldn't get his mindset right. So he was one of many, right? They batted 9 guys. I'm not throwing him under the bus. They had 8 other guys who got swings in that game yesterday too. So it's not all on him, but I'm just saying I'm watching him knowing what he can do, knowing his capabilities and seeing that it was just a really rough day for him.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a rough day for him. It was bad to watch. It was tough to watch.
Yes, it was. It was. It's been tough for me to watch Charlie Morton. While I give him credit because he keeps facing the music. I mean, every time this guy pitches, if it doesn't go well, he just pours his heart out. And you got to admire how much he cares and how badly he wants to do well. And you just feel like, man, that guy goes home and he needs a hug. It's just rough. And I don't know, man, maybe there's a way to get these guys into a better mental space, but let's look at how we all feel, and whether it's media guys like us that cover the team or fans or the guys in the clubhouse, the guys in the warehouse, losing beats you down. And Kerstad did say, and it's nice that someone admitted it, it's taking a toll on us, and it's taking a toll on everybody who loves the Orioles.
Steve, tell us all about Steve on Baseball.
Rob, I'm at Substack now, and so fans can find me by going to steveonbaseball.substack.com. Kind of got my own, like, web space at a bigger website or app, if you will, and it's a space where, you know, I write every day. I have my game blog that I used to have at Mass that is over there now during the games, and I have some videos, and I have a podcast even now, 5 episodes into that. So I'm really enjoying doing it. I mean, I'm struggling like we all are, the fact that the season is spiraling the wrong way, but I still love covering baseball. I love covering this team, and I love doing a lot of minor league stories, which I've done a ton of them there. Fans can go and see it all. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.